1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin women deserve access to quality, affordable health care, and that includes postpartum care.
It is Representative an absolute disgrace from the 13th, that we are one of the talking two about the bill.
Yelling broke out on the floor of the State Assembly Wednesday over health care coverage for new moms.
And if you want to protect kids, let's protect kids.
No, the point of order is you're non-germane.
You're not going to let me make my argument?
While talking about another bill on the floor, Democrat Robin Vining changed the subject to expanding Medicaid coverage for postpartum women.
Representative from the 13th, you're out of order.
Almost everywhere in America, low-income women can stay on Medicaid for 1 year after giving birth. There are two exceptions, Arkansas and Wisconsin. Moms in need here in the Badger State have 2 months on Medicaid before being kicked off their coverage. Here's the thing. A majority of lawmakers in the legislature support extending coverage to 1 year. The bill to do just that has 72 sponsors. It includes every Democrat in the Assembly and 28 Republicans, more than enough votes for the bill to pass. But one person has stood in the way, and that's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He's kept the proposal in a committee that rarely meets. He's previously said, quote, "We already have enough welfare in Wisconsin," end quote. Democrats were ready to force the bill to come to the floor for a vote, but Democratic Representative Lisa Subek says Voss found out.
The Speaker chose to withdraw the bill from Rules Committee and move it into Assembly Org. Why might he do that? To avoid getting this to a vote on the floor. And I'm mad about it.
A Marquette poll from a few months ago shows that two-thirds of Wisconsinites support extending this coverage for low-income moms who have recently given birth. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game. It's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
A little drizzle this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the day with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.